So we left off yesterday that according to the Mishabura, using a sukkah which has cloth walls, canvas walls, some type of a tarp, the type of walls, would be problematic because it's going to move in the wind, even though the movement is minimal. That is problematic according to the Mishabura. There is one eitzah which would be to tie the walls very tight. If you could do that, which would then prevent this problem of movement in the average wind. So Shulchan Aruch raises the question, is that acceptable? And he says he does not like that idea because of a gezeira that it might, and one of the places where you tied it taut will, that it will tear, whatever, that kesher will come out and it'll be loose, the walls will be loose, and the person will not realize that it happened. And meanwhile, he's sitting in a sukkah, which does not have the kosher amount of walls. So therefore, he discourages using that approach. So what other approach could you use if a person wants to do that? So let's go back a step. Leave the cloth walls for a second. I want to make a wall using the various halachas which we find in Halacha Moshe Sinai, which allow us to make partial walls and be considered complete walls. So one of those concepts is known as love. If we place items in close proximity to each other, they're considered as if they're attached. So let's put poles or strings in close proximity to each other. It's considered as if it's a complete wall. So can you use lovin for this purpose? So if we want to do lovin, what would we do? We want to say, well, the minimum height of a sukkah wall is 10 tefachim high. We're dealing with a din d'oraisa. This is a sukkah, it's a din d'oraisa. So there's a machlokes how large a tefach is, but since you're dealing with it in the rice, so we have to be machmir and follow the larger shear for this purpose. So the height of the wall has to be 40 inches. Lovin is anything which is in proximity of each other with less than 3 tefachim. Now again, we're dealing with in the rice. Over here, the chumra the rice will be the other direction. If the gap is too large, they're not connected. So I have to make sure that they are connected by using the smaller shear of the tefach to say this is less than 3 tefachim, so less than 9 inches apart. I'll put strings going across from horizontally, one within 9 inches of the ground, the next one within 9 inches of the first string, the next one within 9 inches of the second string, etc., till I get to a height of 40 inches. So I want to do that. Use that concept called lovin. So can I make a sukkah out of lovin, the walls being lovin? So the 3 walls, the sukkah requires minimum of 3 walls. Making a sukkah of 3 walls of lovin, mirabanan, is not acceptable. That's a fair shemorgan of Rav. When Rav says if you do all 4 walls of lovin, that's allowed. Even that the Chazanish disagrees and says you can't do that. Mirabanan, a person cannot make a sukkah just of walls of lovin, just shesi or orev alone. Horizontal walls alone or vertical walls alone. What is allowed is you make a wall which is a combination of horizontal lovin and vertical lovin. That you can do. But to just do strings across, or just do poles up and down, that's not acceptable unless, according to the Mishabur, you do all, the Bungan Rav Mishabur, you do all 4 walls like that. Or according to, as opposed to doing 3 walls and leaving one open. And the Chazanish says even 4 walls is not acceptable. The Din Rabbanan, even if it's all 4 walls, you did lovin, it's still not going to work. But according to Mr. Brewer, if a person has this canvas sukkah, it has 4, it's sitting by itself, so there's 4 walls open, and he does lovin in all 4 walls, that would be acceptable. If he wants something to do lovin and say, well, the sukkah only needs 3 walls, so I'll do lovin in 3 walls and leave one just with my flapping canvas, that wouldn't work. Even according to Mr. Brewer, made a button, that would not be acceptable. According to the Chazanish, even if you do all 4 walls, it's not acceptable. If you do shesi and orev, you do vertical ropes and horizontal ropes, then you'd be able to accomplish this concept of solving your problem of using a canvas sukkah. Have a good morning.